I'll pile on with your question. We just brought up the LTP because I forgot that while I was doing this, because there was no shadows on this whatsoever, I think it was towards the end when it was just in full light and very little relief, I kept losing Ohm itself. And I actually thought that there was a crater northeast of Ohm that is at the center of those kind of starfish rays. There actually looked like there was a very simple and old crater there, and that is what I kind of actually went back and forth between that one and now what I see is true Ohm, and I wish I would have referred back to my PCD at the time. But I think the lesson learned here is without any relief, it is very difficult to sometimes make out craters, especially here where the rays are actually offset from where the crater itself is. So you're drawn into a spot, and I am so surprised right now that there's not a little crater where those rays meet, because in my mind, there was, and that was Ohm.
And that reminds me of something else we talked about earlier. When Reed and Jeremy were in the windows, I remember looking out and I said something to you. I think that it doesn't look like purely rays. I did see the continuous feature of that east-west line, that 3 o'clock ray all the way into the near side mare. There's some interesting something going on there. But at first, it looked to me like just two different, like a contact of two different materials coming together or two different age materials coming together. And when we got on the far side, the far side view, where I was looking back at it, I mean, the later view, it still looked like, I don't know, it sometimes didn't look like a ray. It just looked like different color material. And really, the point of this is not to talk about the 3 o'clock ray and the 12 o'clock ray. It's to talk about the wedge. The wedge looks to me, if you remember my recording comment about continents, I kind of had the nearside Mare continent, the middle from Ohm to Oriental, and then the Hertzsprung continent. Those colors in the wedge look like, and not, they look the color of, but also the concrete kind of packedness of what's around Hertzsprung. Those look similar. So that's kind of also playing tricks on my eyes between rays and just different material, not just a ray laying on top of the material.
Thanks a lot, Victor and Christina. Wow, we're really looking forward to continuing to dive into this when you guys are back with us on Earth. We want to sign off now to get you guys over to your next activities. Before I do that, I'll just say when you're making those annotations about the impact flashes, any annotations you want to provide about the structures in the corona you saw during the eclipse, we would take those annotations. And that's it for me. It was so wonderful to talk to you over the last 2 days. Thank you again, and can't wait to see you all back here on Earth. Thanks again for what you did for science.